59. For he must not be allowed to release the thing that is imprisoned there. Vin lay quietly weeping. The cavern was still, the tempest over. The thing was gone, and the thumping in her mind was finally quiet. She sniffled, arms around Elland, holding him as he gasped his final few breaths. She'd screamed for help, calling for Ham and Spook, but had gotten no response. They were too far away. She felt cold, empty. After holding that much power, then having it ripped from her, she felt like she was nothing. And once Elland died, she would be. What would be the point? She thought. Life doesn't mean anything. I've betrayed Elland. I've betrayed the world. She wasn't certain what had happened, but somehow she'd made a horrible, horrible mistake. The worst part was, she had tried so hard to do what was right, even if it hurt. Something loomed above her. She looked up at the mist spirit, but couldn't even really feel rage. She was having trouble feeling anything at the moment. The spirit raised an arm, pointing. "It's over," she whispered. It pointed more demandingly. "I won't get to them in time," she said. "Besides, I saw how bad the cut was. Saw it with the power. There's nothing any of them could do, not even Sazed it. So you should be pleased. You got what you wanted." She trailed off. Why had the spirit stabbed Elland? "To make me heal him," she thought. "To keep me from releasing the power." She blinked her eyes. The spirit waved its arm. Slowly, numbly, she got to her feet. She watched the spirit in a trance as it floated a few steps over and pointed at something on the ground. The room was dark now that the pool was empty and was illuminated only by Ellen's lantern. She had to flare tin to see what the spirit was pointing at. A piece of pottery. The disc Elland had taken from the shelf in the back of the room and had been holding in his hand. It had broken when he'd collapsed. The mist spirit pointed urgently, then approached and bent over, fingers finding the small nugget of metal that had been at the disc's center. "What is it?" she whispered. The mist spirit turned and drifted back to Elland. Vin walked up quietly. He was still alive. He seemed to be getting weaker and was trembling less. Eerily, as he grew closer to death, he actually seemed a bit more in control. He looked at her as she knelt, and she could see his lips moving. "Vin," he whispered. She knelt beside him, looked at the bead of metal, then looked up at the spirit. It stood motionless. She rolled the bead between her fingers, then moved to eat it. The spirit moved urgently, shaking its hands. Vin paused, and the spirit pointed at Elland. "What?" she thought. However, she wasn't really in a state to think. She held the nugget up to Elland. "Elland," she whispered, leaning close, "you must swallow this." She wasn't certain if he understood her or not, though he did appear to nod. She placed the bit of metal in his mouth. His lips moved, but he started to choke. "I have to get him something to wash it down," she thought. The only thing she had was one of her metal vials. She reached into the empty well, retrieving her earring and her sash. She pulled free a vial, then poured the liquid into his mouth. Elland continued to cough weakly, but the liquid did its work well, washing down the bead of metal. Vin knelt, feeling so powerless, a depressing contrast to how she had been just moments before. Elland closed his eyes. Then, oddly, the color seemed to return to his cheeks. Vin knelt, confused, watching him. The look on his face, the way he lay, the color of his skin. She burned bronze and, with shock, felt pulses coming from Elland. He was burning pewter.